Hazur Hazrat Masih Maud Asatu Wasalam has written that ilham or makashafat and those things are the ultimate spiritual reward in this life and are of a source of great strength for the people who receive them. But at the same time, he has discouraged from wishing for it. What is the sir in it?
I don't think he has written that these are the ultimate rewards in this life. You must have misread or
understood properly.
Construed his meaning. Because what he specially lays stress upon is the ultimate is Allah's pleasure. To live under Allah's blessing and Allah's pleasure and not to do anything to offend Him, that is the paradise on earth. And if you get that, do not be over desirous of receiving wahi or ilham or dreams. If they come automatically, naturally, then of course it's an added heaven. But you should not desire, because sometimes that trial is beyond your capacity to cope with. Sometimes, you, instead of benefiting from it, you fail in the trial and become proud of your piety, have misconceptions about yourself and your strength, and you begin to believe that, all right, I am bigger and higher, I am receiving al-wahi ilham, and who is that and that and so on. So that arrogance, that miscalculation about oneself, that conceit, all these are signs of one's failure. So if it pleases Allah, judging according to our strength and capabilities, that you can digest that much, He may bestow that favor on you. But don't desire it, leave it to Allah. This is what Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wassalam has written. And the reason of which I am providing you with is also given by Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Wasallam.
How else otherwise would you know that God Almighty is happy with you or your efforts?
Well, the Holy Quran has given a very good test. It says, Raziyatam Marziya. If you are happy with your Lord, He has to be happy with you. As though no other way around. If you are, you know it better. If you are pleased with your Lord, you will be pleased with His orders, live within the four walls of His pleasures. Otherwise, you will not be razi with Him. So if you are happy with Him, why should Allah not be happy with you? You know, that's automatic. And then you begin to feel it, then you enjoy it. Whatever you do for the sake of Allah, you know that you are, there is something returning by way of Allah's favor, which you begin to feel throughout your life. So there is no reason why somebody else should tell you about it.